Talk about what it is you want to talk about, in as much as you've taken refuge in a rain barrel to do it.
Oh, well, the subject I want to talk about was the lack of acorns, and I'm really worried about the squirrels.
Now, do we...
The black squirrels that you seem to like.
Yeah. I do like black squirrels, or at least I fear them. Do you have some knowledge that there's a lack of acorns? Was that part of one of our newscasts or something?
Well, only from personal observation at my home where I've lived 30 years, I usually have some acorns.
Yeah.
But this year I have zero.
So possibly, so we don't know whether there's A, worldwide acorn shortage, B, a regional acorn shortage, C, a statewide acorn shortage, or perhaps simply a Jeff-wide acorn shortage. So we need to pull our listeners. Are you seeing more or fewer acorns, thinner or fatter squirrels, those kinds of indices. But as for you, I would say you can come up from underground now. I wouldn't be so worried about this. It probably isn't the sign of anything.
I thought we could get away from the election and get on a more lighter subject, which you seem to delve into on a regular basis.
Yeah, so I'm prepared to do that. No, we're more concerned with your audio quality right now. What kind of instrument are you actually speaking into? Does it resemble a phone?
My audio quality, I'm afraid, is what it's going to get. I'm in a kind of a white band that's trying to hall.
You're in a white band? All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, it doesn't have the acoustic tiles on the wall in order to make the sound better. Apparently, there doesn't seem to be any shortage of nuts this year. Yeah. It would appear to be just the acorns.
Speaking of an Aquafina bottle trying to reach us.
You can speak to that? I see many squirrels on my morning walk.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, I was getting concerned because I didn't see any.
Have any of them come up to you and asked you for acorns?
There's been no particular begging going on. Mm-hmm. There's been no, I will work for acorn signs
right.
spotted anywhere. But for a while, I did see a black squirrel several times.
Yeah.
But I did notice today when I was leaving the hotel that I'm living in.
Yeah. Don't ever touch a black squirrel's acorns.
It's a
good
keep
rule.
That in mind. But as I'm leaving the hotel in beautiful downtown Avon, there's a squirrel on the doorstep of the hotel.
Right.
So perhaps they are hungry and they're going to, come in for the buffet or whatever.
Right.
I don't know what the deal is, but I thought that was kind of an unusual spot to see a squirrel.
Apparently also in a lot of squirrel communities, the black squirrels totally control the weight room. That's what
there you go.
Anyway, our numbers are 522-WTIC.
Just keep going.
522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, start WTIC are the numbers to call. And
God knows why you'd want to, but anyway.
I was just running through my mind things that you can say and things that you can't.
Right.
It's way too complicated.
Yeah.
Although,
the things that you can't say outweigh the things that you can.
I just want to say, the guy, Aaron Magruder, the guy who draws the strip Boondocks, he gets away with everything. It's just amazing the stuff that he's allowed to say. But then, never mind. Anyway, believe me, if he were sitting in this room talking about black squirrels, he'd have 16 jokes he could use that we can't.
Bruce and Colin shall return.
I have a perfect record of Super Bowl betting, 0-38.
You're considered poison then, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
So in other words, you have to be a Red Sox fan, but also be kind of a leper, kind of
So I'm a man without a nation.
Yeah. But you're also, you're like an untouchable. You're like a leper.
I'm in Connecticut because I'm neither in Boston
apparently
in New York, so.
I am an American soldier.
Yes.
Well, Dave once said that they're quit as coach of the Miami Dolphins.
No!
So now he can join Ricky Williams in doing the only thing you can do to stand to watch the Dolphins. It's smoke lots of pot. It's time for Sports That's Why, the very French sports critic, Big Benedict, Mr. Ambrosio.
Hold on. Come on in, Danny. You don't want to stand out there for 10 minutes.
All right. Time for Mr. Ambrosio.
What happened? Who took the McEnroe we knew?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's still portions of it left.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Good portions?
No, not necessarily.
All right.
This is a question that I myself have often wondered about.
Oh, no, I am scared.
And this is from Kate Finley in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, great-granddaughter of former A's owner Charles Finley.
Could be.
She writes, dear Mr. Ambrosio, why is it that when I fall asleep for a few minutes, I feel worse than if I have not slept at all? Why do I feel so awful when I wake up?
Well, you know how you have sleep apnea?
Yeah.
This is called sleep unapnea.
Yeah.
It's a little-known disease that's suffered by only about 6% of the population, and all of it, by the way, of the female gender.
Unapnea?
Unapnea is never suffered by the males. The females have hormones in their body that when they fall asleep for anywhere less than 5 minutes, and this would be what people now refer to silly, foolishly as a power nap, females of the gender have hormones in their body which actually exacerbate, let's work this out, the tiredness, and it causes them to feel more tired. It's only in females, it's only about 6% of the population. We first discovered this in Pocatello, Idaho, all right, and in Pierre, South Dakota. Those are the only two places we discovered it, and then we've done more testing. We hope to continue our testing in Helena, Montana, and find out more about it. We think it's...
I know she's looking forward to it anyway.
Goodbye.
Remember we had the drunk bees?
Yes,
do you recall that. Put the bees in little harnesses made of straws and made them drink alcohol and then took advantage of them and rubbed their little fuzzy bodies?
Yeah.
Okay. This is not connected to that.
Great.
This, by the way, is from an article well, first of all, let me explain what the article is about. But remind me to point out that this has the most authors to a medical article I've ever seen in my life. I should have mentioned, this is from an article in Arthritis and Rheumatism. The article called The Anti-Arthritis.
It's what?
It's from the magazine Arthritis and Rheumatism, the journal.
There is no such.
Yes, there is. This is November 2004 issue of Arthritis and Rheumatism. And the article is called The Anti-Arthritic Effect of Bee Venom, Inhibition of Inflammation Mediator Generation, HW Suppression of NFEB Through Interaction with the P50 Subunit. And the authors are Haiji Park, Song Ho Lee, Dong Du San, Ki Wan Oh, Ki Vun Kim, Ho Sub Song, Gun Jong Kim, Gu Tag Oh, Do Young Yoon, and Jin Tae Hong. All of those people worked on this one article. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, as you know, we've been trying to get an apitherapist to come on the show.
With no success whatsoever.
Since ancient times, the healers have practiced apitherapy, which is the use of honeybee products for curative purposes. And in the last few decades, conventional doctors have joined with holistic practitioners to explore the potential of bee venom. Sometimes, if you go to your doctor and he says, I'm sick, he says, go in there. And he just opens the door and it's a room full of bees.
Just
sting you until you get out of there.
Do you measure your success in this program by how many times you can make me laugh or Bobby or...
Mainly you.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually have said that to people, that I basically just come in here every day and see if I can...
Well, no, it's like, or try to screw me up as much as possible. And you're highly successful.
Okay, so here's the thing, okay? The whole idea is that it could be the bee venom could be good for you if it's used the right way. And
if it's not, it could kill you.
Yeah. So they took arthritic rats and they had...
I'm trying to picture an arthritic rat.
Rat is kind of gimping along there. Chances are it has has an arthritic knee. Particularly rats used to play football and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So with rats for that...
They use that icy sleeve thing icy hot.
Right. Advanced rheumatoid arthritis. Actually, what they do is they use... what is that product we're always advertising?
Oh, joint rhymes?
Rheumatoid, yeah. That's loaded with bee venom, by the way. but there's a special formulation for rats, too. So, called joint rabbit. They gave them a bee venom at very low doses, and it resulted in dramatic reductions of tissue swelling and osteophyte formation on affected paws. Their little paws got better. The little rats in the paws.
Uh-huh.
So there's basically, according to Jin Tae Hong, who's the lead author of the study.
Who?
Jin Tae Hong.
Uh-huh.
Our data show that anti-arthritic effects of bee venom are related to the anti-inflammatory effects of bee venom. And so, case closed. He's a good dude. As a matter of fact, what I do is I just go out every day and taunt a beehive until a few of them sting me. I can't afford these expensive apitherapy products. I can't afford to be going out and buying, distilled bee venom to rub on my hiney and stuff like that.
Just go and stir up some bees.
I just go there. I taunt a hive.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. So,
have you actually ever been stung?
By bees?
Yeah, or by,
yes, I've been stung.
Hornets.
Hornets, yes.
Yellow jackets.
You name it, I've been stung by them. How about yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right between the eyes.
Well, of course, you grew up in the Great North Woods, where men are men. So you probably have, like, a lot of encounters with nature's fang and claw.
The best stinging of all time was I had placed my daughter's bicycle in the storage shed.
Right.
And bees had moved in, or hornets, and they'd build a little nest.
Yeah.
Right where the two doors came together in the middle of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter said, I really want to get my bike out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't think that's a good idea because, I could get stung. So she was really insistent upon it. So I said, okay, fine. So I went out. I very gingerly opened the door and got it all nice and open. And I got the bike, and I'm wheeling it out. And I got the bike, like, 95% out of the thing. And I happened to hit the tire on that center stud. And apparently there's a guardian hornet or whatever. Nailed me right between the eyes.
Yeah.
And it's very painful.
Did you say, do you have any arthritis in your head?
No.
There you go. It works.
You got me convinced.
Yeah. So I think I would like to start taking bees. Actually, I do have arthritis in one of my knees from my many years of playing basketball and soccer and stuff. I mean,
right.
I have painful arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps I should begin taking some bee venom.
Might be a good idea.
Where would I get any venom?
Bee venom?
Yeah, bee venom.
Or can you buy it?
I don't know. That's why we wanted to get the apitherapist in here, but for some reason or other, they're uncooperative, a bunch of little cusses. The apitherapist. So it's just been made official that Attorney General Ashcroft and Secretary of Commerce Donald Evans are both resigning.
Oh, man.
More details from Bill Pierce.
They're going to miss Ashcroft.
Well, he'll still be available to drape naked statues. He'll just do that as a hobby for now.
Yeah, that's good. Unofficial capacity. Where would you like to go here?
Well, I guess we need to go to Susan, perhaps show us some useful information for us.
Well, let's check that out. Susan in the car. Hello.
Hi, I was listening with sort of a sad fascination to you guys talking about bee venom, and I was wondering if I was the only one that didn't know that bees had venom, and I was wondering where they keep it.
In their honey. But what do you mean you didn't know that bees have venom? Well, I mean, yeah, go ahead.
I thought they just had stingers, and that the stinger got stuck in you, and the venom thing was a shock.
Oh, no. The next time you get stung, you should just find the nearest person and say, please, suck the venom out of me.
Or is he putting you on? This isn't real.
No, bee venom is for real.
He listened.
Bee venom is a real thing.
This is a man that would never, never, ever... but deviate from the truth.
Well, no, that's not true either. But
no, it's not. But
bee venom is a reality. I'm not lying to you. I thought you were going to give me some information about where I could get bee venom products.
No, I've just never heard of such a thing. So I didn't believe you.
Let me put it to you this way: if I could score some really good bee venom, would you be interested in kind of getting off with me? On the bee venom, I mean. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay.
Rick.
Rick in a car, Rick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, great.
You're providing some great information. You know, bee venom actually provides a very natural and pure form of cortisone.
Yeah.
And it's actually very widely used for rheumatoid arthritis as well as even MS.
Where can I get some?
Actually, go on any beekeeper, they actually will sell you like a 30-day supply of bees because, you know, each time you use a bee, it does die.
Yeah.
As it releases. But you can go on the internet, there's a lot of really
good... Wait a minute, say that again.
You can go on the internet.
No, the thing about the bees dying.
Yeah, well, once they sting you, they use the stinger. You have to use a honeybee. It can't be a wasp or anything like that.
So how do they, first of all, I mean...
They sting you.
So you don't have the bees sting you, do they?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What?
You have to take the bee and put it where you want to get it a little mad.
No, that's not true. That can't be right.
Absolutely. You have to have a sting in the place.
I don't want the bee to sting me. I want just the venom. I want the venom.
Where do you think you're going to get the venom from?
I want it like, you know, in a cocktail. I want it like in a daiquiri form. That can't be right. The bees actually sting my knee? I don't want that. My knee already hurt.
Okay, no game, Colin. Come on.
Oh, you're some kind of psycho.
And on that note,
really good thing for Mr. Robert Sherwood.